I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
This is The Fallout. Now on The JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And this is not John Kincaid. This is Anthony Pierno, executive producer of the John Kincaid Show. I said to JK this week, I'm tired of putting together the Fallout each Sunday morning and then you get to present it. So I'm taking over starting now. No, just kidding. If you're just joining the show, JK is off today, but he will be back next Sunday. For now, you're stuck with me. Every week, we get you caught up on the world of college football. Number one, Alabama finally returned to action at home on Saturday against Kentucky. Alabama hadn't played since it hosted Mississippi State on Halloween. They had a bye week, and then last week's matchup with LSU got postponed due to a COVID-19 outbreak within the Tigers program. So, would the Crimson Tide be rusty after a lengthy layoff? Initially, they looked a little off, but in the end, it made no difference. Here's Eli Gold from Learfield IMG College.
Keaton Upshaw, the tight end, in motion to the left side of the formation. Quarterback Terry Wilson looks and throws, intercepted, take it to the house, Jordan Battle, see ya, touchdown Alabama, 43 yards, a pick six.
Devontae Smith caught 9 passes for 144 yards and set the SEC career record with 2 more touchdowns as Nick Saban's squad cruised to a 63-3 victory. Mac Jones passed for 230 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Najee Harris ran for a pair of scores for the Tide, both in less than 3 quarters. Saban matched Steve Spurrier for 2nd on the SEC's career regular season wins list with his 206. Bear Bryant tops the list with 292. Up next, Alabama hosts Auburn in the Iron Bowl next Saturday. Now, number 3, Ohio State hosting number 9, Indiana, in a battle for the Big Ten East lead. Yes, Indiana. I didn't even know they had a college football program until this year, but it's 2020, so of course they were in the college football playoff conversation. Would the Hoosiers beat a team they hadn't beaten in 32 years? Early, it was all Ohio State. The Buckeyes put up 607 yards and led 35-7 early in the second half. But the Hoosiers, they got a motivational halftime speech from Gene Hackman and rallied to make it a one-score game with 10:26 left when Michael LaPenix and Ty Freifogel connected on a 56-yard touchdown strike. However, Master Teague ran for a career-high 169 yards and 2 touchdowns. Justin Fields accounted for 3 scores, and Ohio State held off the comeback bid for a 42-35 victory. Here's Paul Keels from Learfield IMG College.
Josh Meyer snaps at Justin Fields, hands Master Teague, running left side to the Indiana 40. Busts his way to the 35, to the 30, to the 20 goes Teague, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone, Master Teague on a 41-yard touchdown run, breaking the tie and putting Ohio State ahead 13-7.
Fields was 18 for 30 for 300 yards and 2 touchdown passes, but he also threw his first 3 interceptions of the season and was sacked 5 times. The Buckeyes could not contain Penix and Freifogel. How about this? Penix was 27 for 51 for a career-high 491 yards and 5 touchdown passes. Freifogel caught 7 passes for 218 yards and 3 touchdowns. Up next, Ohio State battles Illinois. Indiana will host Maryland next Saturday. Number 6, Florida. They traveled to Nashville to face off against Vanderbilt. This was the first true away game now for the Gators since they suffered their only defeat of the season, which was a thrilling game against Texas A&M back in early October. Florida, they've been rolling ever since that loss, knocking off its last three opponents by an average of 22 points. Dan Mullen and company look to keep the momentum going. Here's Mick Hubert from Learfield, IMG College.
There's the snap back to Trask. He backpedals. He looks. He throws the ball down the field deep toward the goal line. It's going to be caught. It's a touchdown. Oh, my. Trey Grimes extending all that 6'4" frame high in the sky. And the Gators have taken the lead.
Kyle Trask passed for 383 yards and three touchdowns. And Florida rallied from an early deficit to beat Vanderbilt 38-17. What was wrong with Kyle Trask? He only threw three touchdown passes. First time this season he failed to throw four or more touchdowns in a game. It was the Gators' seventh consecutive win in the series. How about Trask completing 26 of 35 passes to 9 different receivers? He is the first quarterback in SEC history to register 30 touchdown passes in 7 games. Up next, Florida hosts Kentucky on Saturday. Number 7, Cincinnati, looking to become the first program from outside a power conference to force its way into the college football playoff, taking on UCF. Would Cincinnati keep their playoff dreams alive, or would UCF burst the Bearcats' bubble? Here's Dan Horde from Learfield, IMG College.
Bearcats line up quickly. They have it first and goal at the 3. Desmond Ritter fakes a handoff. He can walk into the end zone as the fake completely fooled UCF. They all converged on Dokes, and Desmond Ritter cruises into the end zone to give the Bearcats the lead.
It was a struggle, but Desmond Ritter threw 2 touchdown passes and ran for 2 scores as Cincinnati defeated Central Florida 36-33 to head into the release of the first college football playoff rankings unbeaten. Dylan Gabriel threw for 243 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception as the Knights lost at home for the second time this season. So the Bearcats survive. Cincinnati now 8-0 for the 4th time in school history. Up next, Cincinnati is at Temple next Saturday. I know someone who went to Temple. Oh, yes, it's CBS Sports Radio's very own Zach Galba. You're listening to The Fallout here on The John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Number 8, BYU, came into the weekend 8-0. The Cougars, one of the best non-Power 5 teams in the country, right there with Cincinnati, trying to find their way into the playoff. This was pretty much a bye week for BYU with North Alabama coming to town. Here's Greg Rebell from Learfield, IMG College.
Double tight to the left, 2 wides to the right. They go pistol, Wilson and Algier. Hand off Tyler. Tyler takes contact, keeps the legs driving, stays upright into the end zone. Touchdown, Cougars, touchdown. Tyler Algier with 4:32 to go in the opening quarter is BYU 13 and North Alabama 0.
Tyler Algier ran for a career-high 141 yards and 2 touchdowns, and the Cougars routed North Alabama 66-14 to improve to 9-0. Algier had his 4th 100-yard game of the season. Zach Wilson threw for 212 yards and 4 touchdowns before halftime and added 33 yards rushing. BYU scored touchdowns on all 6 first-half drives as the Cougars rolled up 394 total yards and averaged 11.3 yards per play before halftime. Up next, BYU has 2 weeks off before its regular season finale against San Diego State on December 12th. There was some speculation on the Cougars adding a game against another opponent over the next 2 weeks to bolster their case for a spot in the college football playoff. Could they schedule that game against Cincinnati? Both teams have an open weekend on December the 5th. Number 10, Wisconsin versus number 19, Northwestern. It was a matchup of the only unbeaten teams in the Big Ten West. These teams have won the division in each of the last 2 seasons, and control of the West was on the line when they met Saturday. Here's Dave Ennett from Learfield, IMG College.
Snap to Peyton Ramsey. Ramsey with time, winds up, going down the right side of the end zone, over the shoulder, catch. Touchdown! RCB, what a catch! And what a throw by Peyton Ramsey, and the Wildcats go back in front with 56 seconds to go in the half.
Peyton Ramsey threw two touchdown passes, and Northwestern shut down Graham Mertz and Wisconsin for a 17-7 victory. Northwestern forced five turnovers, four in the first half, and sacked Mertz three times in its first win over a top 10 team since a victory over number 9 Nebraska back in November of 2011. Ramsey was 23 for 44 for 203 yards. The Wildcats improved to 5-0 for the first time since 2015. They also moved to 5-0 in the Big Ten for the first time since 1996. Up next, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota next weekend. Northwestern visits Michigan State. Number 11, Oregon, taking on UCLA. One of JK's favorite people, Chip Kelly, once again returned to his old stomping grounds. Would Kelly get his first win against the program where he gained national prominence? Here's Jerry Allen from Learfield IMG College.
Shut. Keeps. Wants to throw. Wide open, Camp Moyer. As soon as I saw Camp Moyer line up, I thought, oh my gosh, he is set up to receive a pass for a touchdown. You get to see it.
He was so wide open. And kudos to Tyler Shuck here.
Tyler Shuck threw for 334 yards and three touchdowns, and Oregon held off UCLA 38-35 to remain undefeated. Devin Williams caught six catches for 123 yards. UCLA had the ball with 1:24 left in the game. A penalty on the Ducks got the Bruins a first down on the Oregon 39, but Oregon went on to stop the Bruins on 4th-and-12 to end it. So the Ducks at 3-0 have solidified its spot atop the Pac-12 North. Not a great performance by Oregon. They were 17-point favorites. UCLA was missing their star QB, but they remain in the college football playoff discussion. Up next, Oregon takes on Oregon State. And finally, number 14, Oklahoma State versus number 18, Oklahoma. A lot more than just bragging rights on the line. The winner would be a clear favorite to play in the Big 12 championship game in December. Here's Toby Rowland from Learfield IMG College.
Direct snap to Ramondre, hands to Rattler, fakes the pitch, throws it out to Jeremiah Hall. The Bullfrogs got a touchdown. How about that call? The maestro from Mule Shoe dialed that one up.
Spencer Rattler passed for 301 yards and four touchdowns and ran for another score to help Oklahoma beat Oklahoma State 41-13. Ramondre Stevenson ran for a career-high 141 yards. Theo Weiss caught two touchdown passes for the Sooners in their sixth straight victory. Oklahoma won its sixth straight in the series and extended its November winning streak to 23, dating to 2014. The Cowboys gained just 246 total yards in this one as Oklahoma boosted its hopes of winning a sixth straight Big 12 championship. Up next, Oklahoma State hosts Texas on Saturday. Oklahoma is at West Virginia. As JK says every week, if your team didn't make the fallout, contact him. He loves hearing from you. You can send all your angry messages to John on Twitter. Of course, his handle is at John Kincaid. And that's the fallout here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.